your tooth?
Talk about it later.
Yeah.
Let us admit,
that
was last week with Quirinius. Yes, it must be
R.
Rondus. Roman.
We did Q. Where were you last week? We did Quirinius.
Roman.
We don't know where Bill was. Romans would be a good one. What else?
Romulus.
Okay.
Romulus and Remus.
Yes, but I don't think Romulus and Remus are in the Bible.
They're in the history Bible.
They're in the history Bible. Right. Who else? And other R names.
Ruth
would be good.
Rudolph.
Rudolph is in fact not in the Bible.
Which one? Wait,
are you Redis or something?
Redis?
I'm not sure how to pronounce
Reuben. Reuben, we got Reuben. Who else is R? Choir, anybody else? Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, Rebecca.
Rebels.
Who?
Rebels.
Rachel, finally. Yay! I was so worried that we would not get to Rachel. You ever heard of Rachel?
Nope. Yeah.
Rachel, would you like to tell the story of Rachel?
Rachel.
All right. Somebody's sitting on my notes here. Sit up. Stand up. You have my notes in your hand. I got to get it right. So, once upon a time, a long, long time ago, one named Laban.
What?
There was another guy. Maybe you've heard of this person. Have you ever heard of Jacob?
Yes.
Who was Jacob?
Wasn't he the guy who lied to get the blessing from his father? Or that was someone else?
That's
yes.
Okay.
What else did he do?
He became Jacob's
ghost.
He became a monk and he did this.
He did not become a monk. That was Martin Luther. No, he was the one who... WF. Wrestled with God. Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Later, he was called Israel. So, Jacob. Jacob one time was traveling across the desert and he became very thirsty. And so what did he do? He went to the well. And when he was at the well, there was someone already there. Her name was
Rachel.
And as it says in Scripture, she was exceedingly beautiful. And so they were all excited because, after all, she was, in fact, exceedingly beautiful. And so he went to Rachel's father, whose name was Laban. Laban, he says, could I take your daughter in marriage? And Laban says, why, certainly you may. And Rachel was happy and Jacob was happy right up until he said, however. And by the way, as a rule of life, whenever you hear someone say, however,
you're like, oh no.
Thank you.
Don't trust them if they say however.
He said, however, if you would take my daughter in marriage, you must come work for me for 7 years.
Okay.
How old are you?
Six and a half.
I'm 11.
Six and a half. He had to work for as long as you've been alive. 7 long years of... And it was time for the wedding. And Jacob said, well, if you did, this is the newest news to me. And he said, well, you know, it wouldn't be very fair if we married off Rachel, who was the youngest daughter, first. So you must marry my daughter, Leah. Jacob was thinking to himself, I wish I'd have found a different well. Can you imagine? So he has to marry Leah. And then he says, what? Did I mention?
No.
He's like, oh, come on.
No.
Said, I'll make you a deal. If you'll work for me for 7 more years.
Oh, my God. That's 14 years.
14 years? How old are you?
I'm 11.
So your age, if we added you and you together, 14 years, then you can. Rachel. So what does he do?
He works.
He finally decides to heck with this, and he and Rachel and Leah all run away so they can all be together. Now, the beginning of the people of Israel, because it turned out that the children that Leah had were Reuben and Levi and Judah and Dan and Naphtali. Ever heard of them?
Probably.
Ever heard of the 12 tribes of Israel?
Yeah. No.
That was them. They gave birth to a whole. Had only one child, you know, that lived. Do you know what that child's name is?
Jacob.
Who?
Jacob.
Not Jacob. Joseph. Joseph was her only child. Do you know who?
He was shipped off to Egypt because they were jealous of him.
Yes, he was the brother. They wrote a play about him. Joseph. To Joseph, and a nation is born. So we hardly ever hear about, except when she comes to choir, is a real history. Just God, we give you thanks for wonderful, strong women like Rachel, and reminds us always of your love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's sing the second half.